Here's your podcast script. Look, what if the next billion-dollar acquisition target isn't being discovered in a boardroom? It's being revealed right now by how well a company executes on the basics? In 2026, operational efficiency isn't just a nice to have. It's quietly determining who gets acquired, who does the acquiring, and who becomes a cautionary tale. Pause. Context: we're deep into mid-2026, and the M&A market is getting more surgical. Buyers aren't just chasing revenue multiples anymore. They're hunting for companies that can actually execute. This week, three global stories drop that perfectly illustrate this shift. A billion-dollar sovereign bond move out of Indonesia, an AI coffee roaster hitting Kickstarter, and a Chinese digital bank winning a major AI award. Here at the Mogul Empire, we track these signals obsessively, because execution gaps are where deals die. Pause. 3K EY insights first. Indonesia just issued a $1 billion yuan-denominated PANA bond, with Bank of China as lead underwriter, launching July 23rd. Most people scroll past sovereign bond news. Don't. This is a masterclass in decisive execution. Indonesia named the bank, set the date, made the move. For M&A dealmakers, the lesson is this. When you're evaluating a cross-border target, ask how diversified their capital stack is and how fast they can actually move when opportunity opens. Speed and decisiveness are operational signals, not just financial ones. Pause. Second, Megomaga is launching RomaX, their third-generation AI-powered home coffee roaster on Kickstarter. Third generation. That's the number you need to hear. A first-gen product is a bet. A third-gen product is a business. This company has survived consumer feedback, iterated its operations, and built repeatable launch muscle. Smart acquirers in consumer tech aren't just buying products. They're buying proven operational loops. If you're in kitchen tech, specialty food, or direct to consumer, Kickstarter campaigns like this one are early stage deal intelligence hiding in plain sight. Pause. Third, WeBank was just named Best AI-Driven Bank of the Year in Asia Pacific at the Asian Bankers Global AI Excellence Awards. Here's what makes this matter for due diligence. WeBank hasn't bolted AI onto existing infrastructure. AI is their infrastructure. That distinction, AI as foundation versus AI as feature, is exactly what separates high multiple targets from average ones in fintech right now. Use third-party award frameworks like this as benchmarks when evaluating regional banking assets. Pause. THE takeaway before your next deal evaluation. Add one question to your due diligence checklist. Can this company actually execute? Or does their operational story only hold up on a slide deck? Pull the hood. Look at product iteration history, capital market agility, and AI infrastructure depth. One concrete move today. Send this episode to whoever runs your deal sourcing and ask them to map your current pipeline against these three signals. Pause. CT read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want AI-generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.